Today is the first day of National Addiction Treatment Week, and in this next interview, we'll focus on some of the stories of Maine people who are leading productive lives in recovery and are willing to talk about it. We invited Sam Mercer, Natasha Huff, and Seth Blaze to share their personal experiences with addiction, which Blaze says he at first desperately tried to hide.
I worked really hard to maintain this outward look of being successful and having a great life, and I think outwardly on social media and to people that weren't in my immediate circle, I think it looked as though I had maybe the perfect life with everything that you could ever want. And the reality was that it really wasn't the case. And I was miserable. I was struggling. I was sick. You know, obviously the financial and business trouble that comes with addiction often, you know, were all things that I experienced, and a lot of personal losses and, you know, divorce and different, you know, issues that come up.
I too was 19, and I guess I just started using because all my girlfriends had left for college and I was at home working, and some old high school friends had come in to where I worked, and we just started hanging out, and then just started using pills, methadone wafers, they were called back in the day. And yeah, it just kind of trickled, and then started using heroin and other drugs, and yeah. Even now, 4 years out, every day is a struggle for me, and that's why I am on my medication.
I started early and went pretty hard for a long time. Like, I turned 21 in rehab, so it's like it happened pretty early for me. I didn't really have a single moment of, you know, this is the moment of clarity. It was just sort of a culmination of, like, I realized I had spent, like, the past 4 months kind of, you know, even though I was living at home, I was still sleeping in my car all the time for some reason in like, my community college parking lot instead of going to classes. You know, I had failed out of a private college, like, definitely was hearing my mom cry, like, on a nightly basis. And so it just sort of reached a point where it was like, yeah, so I'm destroying my parents and people who love me and myself. And if it was just me, I could have lived with that.
What prevented me from getting help, I think, was stigma. I was terrified of identifying as somebody that had a substance use disorder. I was terrified for, you know, professional and personal reasons as being labeled as a person in recovery. If you're sitting at home and you don't know, you know, how to go about getting in recovery, I would say that people do absolutely care about you. People love you. We want you to succeed in your recovery. And just know that there is no shame in identifying as a person in recovery. And it's very courageous to come out and do so and say that. And I think that you'll find that you'll gain a lot of respect from the community and a lot of support.
You just have to have something that is bigger than the drug and that you just care about so much more, whether it's big or small, your family or an object. Just have something that you can always turn to in your mind and just be like, you know, I love that so much more than the feeling I get from using.
It wasn't until I really realized that it's, you know, it's not about me. It's about the impact on other people that I have. It wasn't even so much of a question of, like, do I want to get sober? It was a, do I want to live? And then it was a, do I want to get rid of myself more than I want to hurt other people? And I realized I didn't want to be the cause of more pain than I already was. And so it was easier for me to just stop. If you want to get sober, the best advice I have or any addict will have is do it. Don't use today. That's the only way it's going to happen. And yeah, it's going to be real hard. But it does get easier.
Seth Blaze writes and speaks about his experience with addiction and recovery. Natasha Huff is a mother of two with a third on the way. Sam Mercer is manager of the Nickelodeon Theater in Portland. They were recently guests on Maine Calling, and you can find the full episode at mainepublic.org.